York County, bringing you the latest from North Yorkshire County Council every Sunday afternoon from 1 on DAB at StrayExtra.com and on the Stray Extra mobile app. For more information, visit northyorks.gov.uk.
Just a reminder that you can listen again to this show and all previous episodes by going to StrayExtra.com and downloading the podcast. I'm Patrick Dunlop.
And I'm Lisa North.
And coming up on this week's show, we look ahead to No Smoking Day. We also look at how the County Council is helping people with dementia.
And find out how you can honour North Yorkshire's community champions.
Your County, with North Yorkshire County Council.
First this week, we're looking ahead to No Smoking Day. On Wednesday, people across the country will be encouraged to quit.
Yes, well, that's often easier said than done. So we've been speaking to someone who has some top tips on kicking the habit. Sue Sear is from Solutions for Health, which runs North Yorkshire's Stop Smoking service.
It's a new service, but it'll be very much exactly what was there before, if I'm honest. We have regained the tender for North Yorkshire, and we started on the 1st of January. I think it was about the 4th of January because of the bank holidays. And the service will be very out in the community. It will be very visible. And it's very exciting for everybody. There's a range of options for help. There's a telephone number you can ring, or there's a website to go to. You can also text quit to get some support. You'll be contacted and offered an appointment, and you can do face-to-face, or you could have a telephone appointment if that's easier for you. You could go to a pharmacist, or you can even do it over the internet.
Right, so lots of choice of ways to access the service.
That's right. When people are stopping smoking, everybody needs to be able to get the support that they need and that's best for them. And everybody's individual, and some will have had a couple of goals at stopping smoking, and our attempt is to make sure that everybody gets the support that is best for them. Some people like face-to-face, some people like groups, others don't like that at all and would rather have it by telephone. If you live out on the middle of a fell, I'm sure that a telephone is probably a better option for you. Some people like to actually speak to their advisor a couple of times, and then they're quite happy that they can just do it by telephone support. So really, we need to offer them a range of things, whatever's best for them.
And what would be your advice to people who are wanting to quit? Because it can initially just be difficult to kind of pick up that phone and take that initial step. So what advice would you give to people?
This is why we've tried to make as many different choices as possible of ways of being able to contact us. As I say, you can text QUIT, Q-U-I-T, to 66777, and you'll get a response within a couple of days offering you a choice. And there are two telephone numbers. One's a free phone, 0800 246 5215, or 016 09 663023. So we have tried to get it as easy as possible. And of course, you can walk into any of our participating pharmacies and just ask them, do they do stop smoking? There should be a sign up just in case there isn't. Do they do stop smoking advice? And if they do, you've got it there in your local village.
And we've also got National No Smoking Day coming up, haven't we?
That's right, on the 9th of March.
And so how important, you know, is that a good time to raise awareness of the service and encourage people to get in touch?
We take every opportunity we possibly can, because National No Smoking Day is just one day out of many in a year. A lot of people gave up in January because that's when you're doing your resolutions and you think, right, I am going to have a goal this time. March is another chance. You know, it's just another national opportunity for it to be raised in smokers' minds that this is the time to stop. We're having a lot of success with Stoptober, which is during the month of October, just having a goal for stopping for 28 days. And that seems to have caught the public's imagination, if I'm honest. It's really good. But we in Solutions for Health this year, the Smoke Free Life North Yorkshire, are doing a campaign in March for the No Smoking Day around pet health, because smokers often really like their pets but don't realise that their pets are breathing in the harmful chemicals from the smoke. And actually pets, cats, dogs, parrots, fish, all sorts of animals, all animals are actually affected by the smokers' smoke. And they can get cancers and they can actually die from these things. And so that's what we are doing this March, is trying to highlight that damage that's being done to people's pets.
And so if people are listening to this and want to get in touch with the service, and just remind us of how people can get in touch.
Well, there's a website to go and have a look at, which is Smoke-Free Life North Yorkshire. If you just Google that, it'll come up with a website and it'll give you all sorts of ideas and things. And the telephone numbers are on that as well. But if you want to contact us, there's two telephone numbers. One, the free form, which is 0800 246 5215. Or there's 01609 663023. Or you can text QUIT, Q-U-I-T, to 66777. And those people will give you, on the other end of the line, if you ring or if you text, they'll get back to you. And they'll offer you an appointment, hopefully, very near to where you live. So have a go at stopping smoking. If you've tried before, don't worry. You're happy to come back, because sometimes it takes a couple of times before people can manage. So please don't stop having a go at stopping smoking. Really important for you and for your family's health and, of course, for your pets.
Your county. For more information, visit northyorks.gov.uk.
Next up, how sports is making a big difference to older people living with dementia, depression and loneliness. The Sporting Memories Network runs various projects to help those people connect with others and with their past.
Well, we've been finding out more from co-founder Tony Jameson Allen and David Watson, who's chief exec of North Yorkshire Sport.
We founded the organisation to use sport as a focus for reminiscence. It's really healthy to reminisce, to look back on good times and good moments, the victories and triumphs of supporting your team or playing sports, but also celebrating some of those amazing defeats where it looked like your team just couldn't lose. To bring people together over the age of 50 who are sports fans to meet on a weekly basis, make new friends, reacquaint with some old friends as well, but also to enjoy the main aspects that can really help us to live long and live well, which the evidence base says is we need to stay connected, we need to stay mentally stimulated, but we also need to remain physically active, and the Sporting Memories groups really use all of those aspects to get people thinking about sport, talking about sport, but then actually moving on to playing sports as well.
And I know in the past we've spoken about sporting memories and people affected by dementia and how it's helping them, because although you don't necessarily remember things now, you do remember things from the past, and if you're a sports fan, presumably you remember some of those things.
Yeah, absolutely, and we all actually naturally forget an awful lot, and sometimes just a picture, a name, a moment, a piece of music, or even a smell or a taste can actually take you back to a moment that you've not thought about for years and years and years. Now, we know that people living with dementia, one of the common symptoms of that is short-term memory is affected and can be quite poor, but long-term memory can remain intact for a long time during the progress of the disease. But it just needs triggers, like you and I do, to remember those things. And actually, sport is a really common language that has an incredibly strong history and heritage. And it's not just those iconic, massive sporting moments. It can be even just playing PE at school. But the groups that we run are actually fully inclusive. The only requirement to go and attend a Sporting Memories group is that you're a sports fan. So whether you're living with dementia, memory problems, or whether you've had mental health issues, or maybe you're now living alone and want to connect with other people, that first and foremost requirement is just wanting to meet up with like-minded folk to enjoy talking about sport.
What's the response been so far from people who've got involved in the projects?
The feedback has been tremendous, not only from the people actually participating in the groups, but also from the volunteers who are helping run the groups. Many of them are sports fans and enjoy talking about sport themselves and can actually use their knowledge of sport to help older people continue to enjoy their lives.
So David, tell us how North Yorkshire Sport is supporting this great project.
Yeah, so we've been working with Tony for a while. In part, it's about attracting some of the funding to help set an initial groups up. But it's also about linking the reminiscence programmes with actual physical activity. So recently we've run a pilot programme where we've used age and ability appropriate sport to tackle loneliness and isolation in older people. They've physically been doing boccia and curling and those sorts of sports, and then we've been able to link the Sporting Memories programme in with that. We're looking at additional Sporting Memories programmes right across North Yorkshire, where they may be the start point, and then we will lead that into physical activity. We see sport and the environment in which it's played or people volunteer as great opportunities to engage people. So it's not necessarily that they have to be sporting people themselves, but they are environments in which people can kind of come together and really address some of those loneliness and isolation issues that we're facing with an ageing population.
There's lots of research, isn't there, about not just the physical benefits of exercise, but the mental well-being as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And for us, the Sporting Memories Project, and we're looking at working with all of our local authorities around a network of dementia-friendly swimming pools. All of that actually is about the well-being and the mental well-being and health of older people. It's not about necessarily the direct physical fitness. But actually being a bit sharper, people can stay engaged much more, and actually there's an opportunity to do the physical activity, but it's as much about actually just feeling happy, I guess.
Off the pitch as well, we spoke to Harrogate Town a few months ago, and they're doing a lot of work to consciously make the place more dementia friendly, and that's really encouraging, isn't it? They must be one of just many doing that.
They are. We have a program that we're doing in partnership with North Yorkshire County Council, which is to develop a network of clubs that we're calling the club as the hub, and those clubs will get support around being dementia friendly, but also being a bit more aware around some of the issues around bereavement. So if you've got a couple that have used a club and one of them sadly passes away, does the other person continue to come? And if they don't, do they become lonely? So catching some of that, and Harrogate Town is one of the clubs that we're starting to do that work, and are doing that work really well, and we're looking at how we can support them, and we will have as a minimum one club in every district this year, and we'll build on that.
Okay, that sounds great. So anyone who would like to find out more about the Sporting Memories Project, what's the easiest way to do that?
The website is sportingmemoriesnetwork.com. At the moment, we're actually looking for volunteers to get involved. The group at North Alton Library, which meets every Thursday morning just for an hour, 11 till noon, has actually proven so successful. We now could do with a few more volunteers to come along and help out. But also in the groups that we're going to be setting up in partnership with North Yorkshire Sport, we're looking at Knaresborough, we're looking at Moulton, Scarborough, and rolling out across the districts. Any volunteer who thinks that they could help out, get in touch through the website or get in touch with North Yorkshire Sport, and we can arrange some full training, and it's actually really good fun.
Your County is brought to you by North Yorkshire County Council, keeping you up to date with the latest from across North Yorkshire.
Staying with the theme of dementia, North Yorkshire's libraries also support people affected by the condition. Here's team leader Nigel Prince to tell us about the different services on offer.
Primarily, one of the main things that we can do to support people with dementia is provide some information. Because sometimes I think when you get a diagnosis of dementia, or somebody you know does, it can sometimes be a bit difficult to think about, well, where am I going to find out some more? The library is a very good place to come to for that. We've bought a collection of books which give a lot of information about dementia, and those books are in libraries throughout the county. And a special collection of books which have been recommended by people, experts in dementia. And the books are free to borrow, and they're available in Harrogate Library locally, and also in Ripon and Knaresborough Library and libraries throughout the county. And there are a range of books within the collection. Some of them are just, for example, books to help you learn some basic information about dementia if you've maybe just had a diagnosis. people's stories about how they're living positively with dementia and how they're dealing with some of the issues involved. There are fiction books. Still Alice is one of the fiction books in the collection, which is a fictionalized story about somebody in America who found herself with a diagnosis of dementia and how she actually, the various things she actually went through in enabling her to deal with that. Others of the books include picture books with pictures of the 1940s and the 1950s in, and these are very good, especially for perhaps sitting down and talking to a relative or a friend who has dementia, because some of these pictures can just spark off memories that help people to maybe talk where they've maybe not been able to so much previously. It's amazing how things in the past can spark off whole conversations and ideas where people have perhaps struggled to communicate. There are others in the collection about people's experiences of caring for people with dementia, and I think that can be really useful if you're actually a carer for somebody who has dementia. As I say, these books are free at the libraries. There is a list of the books in each library, so all you need to do is pop into your local library and ask to have a look at the list. And then either the books will be there in the library, or you can order them to come into your local library, one of the two. A friend of ours, Chris Riley, who is a friend of the library service and a dementia champion, has been doing some sessions in libraries throughout the county, just giving people a little bit of information about his own experience of being a carer for somebody with dementia, and just raising awareness of how those of us who maybe don't know a great deal about it can help people who have the condition. The sessions last about an hour. Chris is really interesting and very good on the whole subject. They're free to go to, so if anybody wants to go to one of those sessions, then all they need to do is give the library a quick call, 01609 536 623. That's 01609 536 623, and then they can just come along to the session. I'd say that's about an hour, but he's really good and very, very informative on dementia. So I think that would be worthwhile for anybody who's come into contact with people with dementia or just maybe wants to know a bit more about what they can do to help.
Your County with North Yorkshire County Council.
North Yorkshire also has a team of volunteers who play a vital role in supporting those with dementia. Chris Riley is one of them.
One of the main things I do is I give dementia friends awareness sessions to all sorts of organisations and for individuals as well. And the purpose of those is just to help people get a better understanding of what it's like living with dementia, understand what it means, what the importance of carers and for everybody who comes into contact is, and hopefully reduce the stigma around dementia and let people living with dementia be able to join in themselves and do what they want for as long as they can.
You mentioned the stigma there. That's something that's still a big issue, a lot of work being done to try and tackle that.
That's very true, and really, once you start explaining to people that actually people living with dementia are still the same people, and you can still have the majority of the same conversations you've always been able to have for a long time, and that really helps people.
So just tell us then a bit more about the things you do practically to support people, because there are lots of different ways of supporting people with dementia, but also their families as well, isn't there?
That's right, yeah. Since I became involved with the Dementia Friends movement, I also do some other work. It came about looking after my best pal and father-in-law, who subsequently died. And since he has died, I help out in Alzheimer day centres around North Yorkshire, and I work with the Dementia Alliance, local alliances as well, and that's sort of making organisations and working to get communities more dementia aware and dementia friendly.
We know that a lot of places are consciously doing things to make themselves more dementia friendly, training staff, making the environment more welcoming and accommodating. So those sorts of things can make a big difference, can't they?
They can. And also, sometimes I've done quite a lot of work locally with Hambleton District, and they've been really keen to embrace the topic, and we've had a lot of awareness sessions for their staff, and they're looking at the publications, they're looking at council policies and things, you know, revisiting the whole thing to try and make their services dementia friendly.
So from your perspective, is North Yorkshire County Council doing a lot to support people affected by the condition?
They are primarily involved with their core services, but also in sort of other ways. I know the wellbeing team are really keen to involved with this, and libraries have been really helpful. I have an awareness session at a library somewhere in the county every month, so they're very keen to lend their support. And a lot of the services are more and more geared up to helping people and their carers live with dementia.
Your county with North Yorkshire County Council.
Adoption North Yorkshire still needs more adopters to give homes to our most vulnerable children. The team's especially looking for people who are interested in adopting brothers and sisters. There's also a need for people interested in adopting through the Early Permanence Scheme, which involves fostering a very young child and then going on to adopt them later, if this is what the court decides.
Well, if you think adoption might be for you, there's an information event in Harrogate on the 16th of March. To find out more in a relaxed, informal way, just call 01609 534 032 to book a place.
Your county with North Yorkshire County Council.
And finally this week, the County Council is encouraging everyone to nominate people for its annual Community Awards.
Yes, they cover individuals, community groups and other organisations. Council Chairman David Jeffels launched the scheme last year.
The awards were held last year for the first time, and the aim was to celebrate the tremendous amount of volunteering work that goes on in North Yorkshire, in our communities. By people who, by and large, do it all without any recognition at all, but they do make such a tremendous difference to the lives of so many, many people in the county. And what happened last year was that we launched the scheme with no idea how successful it might have been, but we ended up with over 120 nominations. And we had, it spent us a, cost us a full day to go through these nominations to find a shortlist, because the quality of them was so good. And what we ended up doing was celebrating the work that was being done by people right across the age group, from youngsters through to pension age people. But they were not only helping many people within their communities, but they were also helping themselves in terms of well-being, giving people a feel-good factor. And we're launching these awards with the aim of encouraging people to come forward with the projects that they're running. We have individual awards for young people and for community projects. In total, I believe there are four classes, and like last year, each winner gets £1,000 in the category, and also a rather magnificent trophy. The kind of things that we looked at last year was a group of people in a village up in the Dales which had lost its local shop. But people rallied round and they reopened the shop, and it's going great guns. It's really proved a big success. And we have many other people who are running libraries, because the county council budgets have been so badly hit that we're having to look at libraries being run by communities, and there's been a great response there. And we've recognised the value of the work that has been done providing services such as libraries to our communities. But the response was absolutely fantastic, and the wide range of projects that came forward last year, we feel, can be repeated again this year. And that's why we're running the competition, to celebrate the tremendous amount of volunteer work that is being done in North Yorkshire.
Yes, absolutely. It's amazing when you do look at all the different aspects of the community. As you've mentioned, just a few examples there. And as you said earlier, people don't do it to get recognition, but obviously when they do get it, it's a real boost to them, isn't it? It makes them feel even better about what they're doing.
Absolutely, and it helps their quality of life, and it's helping the quality of life of so many other people as well. I know there's a project in Harrogate that won a top award that was helping homeless people, and it, at the same time, it was a cafe that was being run by people very often with learning difficulties. So that was really contributing very considerably to the quality of life of a large number of people.
Okay, so if anyone would like to nominate a person or a group for one of these awards, what's the easiest way to do that?
They could write to the county council. They could write to me, David Jeffles, at the county council, or to Claire Lowry. She runs the project, and I'm sure that between us we can give any advice and send an application form out, and we'd just love to hear from these people.
Your County is brought to you by North Yorkshire County Council, keeping you up to date with the latest from across North Yorkshire.